Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
After 12 hours sitting down, the heat in your car dissipates. You just don't, and you're about to run out of gas, and you're like managing
the heat. Your engine's off. You're turning your engine off.
Yeah, I'm turning my engine off. And the cold got to me, where I was like, if I don't walk home now, I'm not going to make it like another 2 miles.
You look like Jack Nicholson in The Shining.
Unless, of course, you covered your body with a thick layer of Triscuits.
Mrs. Roni Orstein, lives down the corner.
What about fake journey, Myron?
Fake journey? So, I says, why? You got to Steve Perry? Doesn't he perform no more? I did. This is just, I'm doing a show for one person right now. Were you vaccinated?
I had 2 vaxes. I was not boosted.
Okay. All right. Why? Stop it with dirt. You get your boost?
Procrastination.
Oh, God damn it, you dirtbag.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show. With Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hello from our nation's capital, from Los Angeles, California, and also from Southwest Florida. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Glad to have you with us. Saying hello to our listeners in wonderful towns like Dismal Niche, Washington, Rye Brook, New York, Paso Robles, California.
Did I say that right? You gave me a pronouncer.
Robiz.
Robles.
What is it?
Robles.
Robles?
The Americanization Robles. Is Robles.
Robles. I don't need a pronouncer for Robles.
Okay.
Then. Because it's not Robiz.
Robles.
Robles.
Paso Robles. Paso Robles. Oh, it's BLZ, not BIZ.
Yeah, BLZ. Robles.
Robles. Leavenworth, that's the prison, right?
Yes.
Audubon, New Jersey, and Vilnius, Lithuania. Labas, Joey. Labas. That was my buddy who was Lithuanian, my best friend Joey Pasker, and his grandmother used to say, Labas, Joey. And hey, how about that? How about that camera? All right, thank you.
What does that mean when she would say that?
I don't know.
Like, shut up or no more?
Pass the ham.
Lithuanian ham.
Everybody likes ham.
Oh, it's great. Go visit the ham.
Oh, man.
Oh, what happened?
I'm just unprepared, as usual. I let you guys start the show without me being ready. That's what I did.
Well, you started it.
What's that? I know. No, I didn't start it. I didn't say I'm ready to go. I never said that.
You did.
Did I really?
Yeah.
You said, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
Oh, I did. All right. Hold on.
God. You don't call the shots here. You do.
Talk amongst yourselves. God.
Oscar, how you been?
I'm great.
You know, you mentioned something pre-show yesterday we didn't get to. You wanted to say that Debbie O'Brien was one of the greatest people ever. Do you want to take a moment to give a shout out to Dan O'Brien's mom?
Oh,
is
so
that
sweet.
What you've got when I say talk amongst yourselves? Is that really what you offer me? Is that what you offer me?
Well, I don't
me?
Want to, Mike, I want
Debbie O'Brien. Oscar, give us 10 minutes about Debbie O'Brien. Debbie O'Brien's a wonderful lady.
Yes, she is. Mike, I thought you only needed a moment, and I didn't want to waste anything that you wouldn't be a part of. So this was pure filler, to be perfectly honest.
Look, the bottom line is I do the news every day, and behind the scenes, I know people get really annoyed when I do this because it's so unprofessional, but I have a great kicker that has somehow gone missing.
Oh, no, it's no way.
I don't
it
know
is
why.
No more?
I don't know why.
This
I wrote something.
Is an
it's the only real. It's the only writing I really do. I know it's about a lady, you know, at a fast food joint, but I'm going to just print it up as we go.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
You wrote it. You got to read it.
Exactly.
All right, you know what? I got it.
I got it.
I'm set. I found it. It's fantastic.
All is well.
Look, I was awakened today by a national news story that comes out of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., which was stunning. For those for people not in Washington, D.C., and I lived there for most of my career.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I will tell you that Everywhere around the nation's capital, traffic is horrible. Everywhere.
Yes. Yeah, true.
And it can be gridlocked at any particular time. But the gold star winners of traffic in the Washington, D.C. area are south of the city on the super slab that many, many people in America know, known as I-95. Mm-hmm. Back in the 70s, planners said, what we're going to do is we're going to give a free pass to every developer, excuse me, in the world to build. And we're going to give them, in large part, this is back in the 70s, a two-lane road that will feed millions of people into the nation's capital.
Does not 95 connect Maine to Florida? It runs the entire East Coast.
It does.
It does.
And so they went ahead and said, build until your anus bleeds. Build so much that you'll build. And they built, and it started in little towns close to the nation's capital. Little towns like Springfield, Virginia.
Woodbridge,
Virginia. And then it just kept expanding and expanding almost all the way down to Richmond. But it really reaches its zenith in a little hamlet called Fredericksburg, yeah, where both of my daughters went to college. And then another suburban town, which is really home of every fast food joint humanly possible, called Stafford.
Yes.
Stafford, Virginia. And these people, God bless them, these people not only deal with rush hour traffic for the city they live in, but they literally deal with every individual who is coming from either Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, and going coming in the other direction from Maine, New York, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, all of that.
So it's like Virginia's breezeway.
It's pretty astonishing.
Yeah, that's a good call, Oscar. Yeah.
So,
but you
last
can't buy
night,
fireworks.
Last night, there was a snowstorm, a major snowstorm in Virginia. And I turned on the telly this morning down in where, you know, my God, people are freaking out about 55 degrees.
Must be nice.
You see parkas and all that, but it's beautiful down here, and it's incredibly refreshing when we get that. And I turn on the news, and I see that 95, Route 95, just outside of our nation's capital in Northern Virginia, where we all padded around for a long time, people were staying in their cars, stuck in their cars on the highway for up to 15 hours.
Yep.
From last night, overnight into today. That's panic territory that I've never experienced, thank God. And I just wanted to say, for these are not people, by the way, who were making a morning commute. If they were, I think of the guy that you know, sleepily gets his cup of joe in Stafford, hasn't looked or listened to the news, hops up on 95, and then it's like, oh my God. I would assume.
Turns on John Tesh. He's in his car.
It does seem that people who have to urinate in their car without a bottle have to open the door and go outside. I believe these are people who were either making their way back to the nation's capital last night or are traveling from other states.
It's
not necessarily just the morning. It's not the morning rush hour.
I knew it was in full tilt. I called my mom last night at about 6:45, about 7 o'clock, and a friend of hers had been in touch with her husband, and he says, we're not moving at all. At all. So it was, you know, starting last night in time for
15
Jeopardy.
Hours.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And I looked at the source of the problem, and it was, hey, four tractor trailers. Four tractor trailers. And what you have up there is the not in my backyard syndrome, where they've tried to make improvements to this for decades.
Sure.
Decades. And they're not going to be successful. So it's never going to change. It's always going to be like this. And finally, this may be the worst ever. I think it might be the worst one they've ever had, where the backup has been, you know, into 12, 13, 14 hours. And Oscar, my advice to you, stay in Los Angeles.
As long as you can.
Stay in LA. Go visit with my daughter. You know, forget it. Don't come home. Don't. Well, you're in DC, so you'd never have to worry about this, you know?
The funny part about this is that yesterday, when we tried to catch the United Airlines, like, 2 o'clock flight to go home yesterday.
Right,
right.
They were like, it's booked, it's full, you're late. And I said, I'm late. Like, oh, we send you home Tuesday. Yesterday's flight got canceled. Yesterday's flight got canceled to DC.
Yeah. What is your status today? Have you checked?
I'm on time. I've checked every hour since we talked.
You are the on-time machine, baby.
I am on time. On time.
I look at that and I say I don't have problems.
Did you or Pony get stuck in that?
No, it was south of the city, so I was not affected by it.
I texted Rob, and I need more level on you, Rob.
Okay.
And I texted Rob as I was sitting in my morning drop off the kid traffic, and he said he was fine. And look, we say that we give Rob a hard time, but Rob's, when it comes to weather delays, Rob's kind of a can-do guy. You were matter of fact. You were kind of like, you know, get off the phone and let me go to work.
Well, I hope it wasn't interpreted like that. It was that, you know, it was the way I'm west of the city, not south. So
you're west.
Yeah, and so there is a road that they build called the Dulles Toll Road that connects the city to Dulles Airport, which is one of the bigger airports, bigger than National Airport in the city. And as long as that road stays clear, I'm pretty okay.
And so what was your commute without the four tractor trailers destroying a highway? What was your commute like this morning?
Today was a little slow because there was patchy ice. Yesterday was horrible. Because yesterday there was like almost whiteout conditions on the way in. So yesterday, what should have been an hour drive was about an hour 55. And I don't know if this is germane to the rest of the country, but when there is really, really bad driving conditions, the people that I just don't understand are the people that get on a major highway like our Beltway or the Dulles Toll Road, get in the middle lane in snow, go 15 miles an hour, but put their blinkers on. These are the people that should just stay home.
It's crazy. It's just crazy, really.
What about the Matt Blooms of the world?
What's the deal with them?
We get by despite them.
How are you doing, Matthew?
It took you 3 hours to get to work one day, and everyone else got there like 2 hours ahead of you from the same location that one day.
That's right.
How are you today? You're the you're a pretty good.
You're also west of the city.
You're nervous, Nelly.
No, I did fine. I got in probably 35-40 minutes.
No problem, right?
Well, there you go. There's our can-do team.
Yeah.
So this is not really weather, Rob. Right? This is just caused by
today
an ill-conceived motorway with too many tractor trailers on it that just got everybody screwed up.
And it's also complicated by the fact that with this huge backup and these cars all filling the road, they can't plow. They can't get those roads clear because those cars aren't moving. So that is complicated by it. But yeah, the problem down by Fredericksburg is the tractor trailers. Up here, we're okay as long as you're careful.
Look, between that, for the people in, and we cut our teeth in the Washington, D.C. market. That was my market. You still live there. The show is based out of Washington, D.C. For you people out there dealing with this that are going to listen to this podcast either live or later on today.
Yeah.
I just want to say I am so sorry you have to deal with this crap. It's not your fault, and everybody's got to slay the dragon.
Mm-hmm. Mike, I think there's equivalents, though. Here in, like, right before Christmas, there was a winter storm warning, and I walked outside, and the winter storm, while it snowed in the mountains, was rain here in the L.A. area. Rain.
Sure.
And then I drove to the airport to pick up my brother on Christmas Eve and his family, and I said, "What? People are driving like a-holes. It's just rain. It's just rain.
Yeah.
Well, LA was the original. It was the original gridlock traffic market. And then, slowly but surely, obviously, with New York and LA being the leaders, Washington, D.C. did their very best to catch up. And for every major metropolitan area, I'm talking about Atlanta, Seattle, all the places around, it's all bad. But today was something to behold. I don't know how I would react. I don't know what I would do. I mean, when you're talking 15 hours in an automobile, and they had a correspondent for NBC who was on the slab with his dog, and he happened to have dog food in the car, and the dog looked so miserable. The dog was just sitting there.
Sanders?
Might have been a friend of Kerry Sanders.
Kerry Sanders' dog is miserable all the time.
But the correspondent was full. At least he got to eat.
He said he only had gum.
Well, no, it's a shame he didn't have that Dick Van Patten dog food. That
people were melting snow to drink.
What's the worst you've ever been caught in traffic, whether it be snow related or not?
12 hours going home from Manassas to D.C. snowstorm.
I did.
Terrible. Really?
So you've
experienced this.
I did 6 hours from Fairfax to McLean once. Yeah.
6 hours. But Oscar, you did 12 hours?
Yeah. I ditched my car right after the Key Bridge because I was like, then this is when I had that little 3 Series BMW when I thought I was part of Fast and Furious 5.
And so you just walked from Key Bridge to your home?
And I said, well, I'll just see you tomorrow, car. Hopefully somebody steals you. And I walked.
That's another DC. That's another sort of a DC centric thing is the abandonment of cars.
Well, when I first moved, when I went to school down here, and we got 2 to 3 inches of snow, and I looked up Massachusetts Avenue, and I saw this. It was like they were just sideways, reverse, spun around completely, and gone. And people had left their cars. They were abandoned their cars. But 12 hours would be. That's the panic moment. That's when panic sets in.
I left at that point, which was Earthwalk / Mangrates, around I think 6 p.m., 6:30 p.m. And I remember at that point I was with my ex-girlfriend, and I called her. I said, I think this is bad. She's like, oh, no, you're a great driver. You'll make it home. I should have known then. It was curtains.
Yeah.
No thought to look at the news or anything that I might die. And I remember.
Prominently, I'll give another plug. Prominently featured in Still Barking, the story of the sports junkies. Yeah. Little history of...
So, I ended up marrying one.
Did you look at it? Did you look at it?
Absolutely. The book? Yeah, JP was kind enough to reach out about the book, so...
Okay, yeah. Well, you're in the book. You're in the book, and I'm in the book.
We're in the book.
Is Rob in the book?
I don't know if he made the cut. I'm not sure if he made the cut.
I don't think I would.
I don't think you didn't have a lot... You didn't like them.
No, right. It's not that. We just didn't have a lot of overlap.
You were hateful towards them.
I was not.
You were hateful. Yeah, he was hateful.
I remember you were like.
You were not at all? A little bit? Maybe a little bit?
I don't know anything about sports games. I hate sports.
I can't recall being hateful. Maybe ambivalent. Maybe the book treats me the way I treated the sports junkies.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine.
Or
that's good
the junkies.
The junkies. Now,
that's right.
As they are.
Well, I thought they were the sports junkies, no?
I think they're the junkies now, aren't they?
They're on the sports station, the sports junkies. They're back to being the sports junkies.
Oh, okay.
And they're so back to us.
Yes.
The only reason we had that discussion just then is because Oscar's ex girlfriend. There's a picture of her in the book. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
As it should be.
Standing next to a car with a referee suit.
Yes.
Why would a car be wearing a referee suit?
She was judging the car.
The models.
Okay.
Right. That's what it was. Yes, so very nice.
Yeah. Pick one up. What is it? Still Barking.
Yes.
On Amazon. Check it out. And
Walmart.com
was in the book. Otherwise known as Chaos Kara. All right.
Chaos is funnier when you spell it with a K.
It is.
So
like on Get Smart, Mike.
This is pre. Hey, I can look at my phone and I know how I'm going to get home or Waze.
Right.
So you just couldn't. You didn't know.
You had an Alexandria. You could get an Alexandria Drafting Company map at 7-Eleven, but that wasn't current.
You could. You had a smartphone, but you didn't have like this traffic on demand. You listened to WTOP, and I just said, "Well, I'm going to run out of gas soon. The gas station's out of gas because that's what happens in DC as well. So I'm just going to dump it here at the gas station next to the Exorcist house, and I'm going to walk home.
No,
you know what I
listen
to.
Now,
you know what I listen to when I'm in heavy traffic.
What?
I receive lots of traffic signals with this giant goiter in the middle of my forehead.
They beam it to you?
Why didn't the dermatologist laze that off?
I don't know if that's a lazed thing.
Mike,
that might be an esthetician thing.
Is scab funnier if you spell it S-K-A-B?
The scabbiness, I'm not makeup wearing today. I'm
okay, Yoda.
So makeup wearing, I'm not. All right, so back to you. Go ahead.
Yes.
12 hours in traffic.
12 hours in traffic. I like snacks, so I had snacks in the car. I was
you had
there.
Snacks in the car.
Yes,
that's a huge deal.
Yes, I remember it was a box, two boxes of Triscuits. Remember when Triscuits were a thing?
Oh man, Triscuits, if you had two baskets of Triscuits, you'd be melting some snow for some water because that's thirsty snacking right there.
Triscuit was God. How did Triscuits become popular?
Oh, Triscuits are great.
They're not. Great.
Yes.
You really want to say great?
Yeah, Triscuit is a good cracker, man. As Andy Griffith would say, good cracker.
Good cracker. I don't know. Crackers, by their very nature, crackers are, I think they're very American.
Triscuit is a very durable cracker because of its construction.
Okay. All right. Let's move on.
It's a weaved construction.
It is. It is. Yeah. You know, like a club cracker, delicious, but delicate.
I don't need, I don't need my cracker to be like a Hawaiian skirt.
I do. Right?
I'd like it to be. I'd like it to be like a piece of bread.
What I loved about the Triscuit is when you put the piece of cheese on there, it almost grafts to the Triscuit.
Yeah.
So you could.
You're a fan. You had a car full of Triscuits.
Yeah, I'm a fan, but also, Mike, what really got to me was the cold. After 12 hours sitting down, the heat in your car dissipates. And you're about to run out of gas, so you're like managing.
So your engine's off. You're turning your engine off.
Yeah, I'm turning my engine off. And the cold got to me, where I was like, if I don't walk home now, I'm not going to make it like another 2 miles.
You look like Jack Nicholson in The Shining.
Unless, of course, you covered your body with a thick layer of Triscuits.
Or broke up the Triscuit and made a Triscuit bed.
Triscuit bed! Triscuit bed!
So you had Triscuits. What other snacks did you have? It's so great that you remember.
Combos. I remember because it was
combos.
Oh, combos.
There's some cheese.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, you know this. When you get on the road and when you're coming from Manassas, and I remember there was a Shell station right before you got on
Route 66.
Yeah.
Thank you. They had a plethora of snacks. So I would load up on the way home. They also had a restroom that if you went in there, there was dirty magazines. That's why no one ever went in there, because you know it was happening in there.
Yeah, I used to just go to the one that was just a few miles, just about a mile ahead of that one. You're going to get shot pumping your gas, Sunoco.
Oh, that's good. That bathroom had Reader's Digest.
That's another story about DC.
So it's, you get munch. Have you ever had munchies?
Sure.
The chips. They're like a throwback chip. Mm-hmm. Got those combos. I had a Powerade.
Were they the pizza flavored combos or classic combos?
Classic. I hate the pizza ones.
Really?
The classics are my go-to.
Understood.
But the big satchel, not the little set.
So
if you've got a meal essentially on your way home and there's a blizzard,
ready
okay
to go. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you have any fecal urgency?
No, I can hold it. I don't really have pangs of like, I got to go.
What about
I do?
What about number one?
I know.
Because you're probably more drinking a lot.
I was more concerned about that.
I wouldn't get fecal urgency when I was stuck in a 12-hour traffic jam. I would get it when I walked to the front door of Costco.
Because you're excited.
Well, that's
automatic.
You're excited.
Yeah, yeah. And they've
it's
got
automatic.
They got a great bathroom at Costco.
Absolutely. Oh, I wouldn't go see pub. Oh, yeah. Gross.
Ours is
I would
nice.
Never. I would, oh, yeah. Nice my ass. And I mean my ass.
All right.
Really?
Well, yeah, it is actually very clean.
No, it's like a warehouse bathroom. It's a warehouse, you know?
Ours is nice. I don't know. Maybe we've got a.
So you've taken a number two in a Costco?
Yes.
In bulk.
Oh, mm-hmm. I'd like to be that customer that rolls in right after that.
Mm-hmm.
Rob's dropped an elephant coil.
Being a gold member has its privileges.
Oh my God. Imagine the guy that comes out, that's followed Rob in there, and comes out to his wife and says, "Honey, we don't need the cashews. Let's just go home."
Well, what they
say is, I just need to go home right now.
Mike, what they say is the same thing as when you're going through the line. They say, "Would you like a box?"
So you can wipe with it?
Don't over-explain the joke, Oscar.
Oh, my God. Well, for the people of D.C., really.
And for the grace of God, because Julia was supposed to drive home 95 yesterday afternoon.
Back home from school?
No, because she went for part of her Christmas.
She's on break
She's
now,
on
right?
break, and she's got her roommate's family has a place in Virginia Beach. So she was in Virginia Beach and then came to Richmond and was going to come home yesterday.
Right.
And she said, I don't know, the roads seem a little dicey and the traffic might not be good.
Stayed an extra night.
So she's still in Richmond.
Oh, and smart
and
girl.
She is smart.
Mm-hmm. Smart girl, because it's still, well, you could check up there. I have pony check. I don't know what's going on. But
send you a picture, Mike, of just the streets of D.C. just to give you some context, if you don't mind.
It's just something that, you know, you have to bear with up there and deal with up there. But man, oh, man, oh, man. I mean, it's it's a question of they built more houses than they have land to build infrastructure.
Crumbling infrastructure.
To have people get from point A to point B. And for reasons that are, well, no, I know what the reasons are. And mass transit, woefully inadequate for the entire area.
You're right.
But, you know, when you, at least with the Big Apple, New York City, I mean, it was a routine for people to take the train
of course.
Into New York, high-speed rail and that type of stuff.
You
in D.C., it's the worst metro in the free world. It's horrible.
It separates the I guess the individuals that grew up with this weather from those that didn't. For example, the picture I just sent you guys from our team was taken by one of our team members, Hannah, who grew up in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
So when we had our operations meeting, from California, I said, "Oh, I was like, thank you for coming in." She's like, "Oh, it felt like home. It's no big deal."
Yeah,
man, it really has that DC snowstorm look, though, doesn't it? That DC, you know, it's turning to rain. It was snow, gray.
It's pretty
nasty
for about 14 minutes. I did take a moment to look outside yesterday and watch them try to shovel the sidewalks in front of the 7-Eleven, which you can see from Podville.
Yes.
And what you had, it looked like three people playing tic-tac-toe with shovels. There was no organization at all. There was a lot of triangles of snow left, and they had no idea where to put it. And I said, "Pony, come look at this." He says, "They don't know what they're doing. They have no idea what they're doing." And there was such a lack of organization, but by the time they cleared a spot, there was another quarter inch of snow where they had started. So they were just horrible
and
slow.
The worst hit at 2 p.m., Mike.
Yeah.
Before we go to break here, I did want to make a brief mention of best get well wishes to our man, Mike McIntosh.
Yes.
Mac, who all I got from Facebook was that he was hospitalized with COVID, and I sent him a happy new year, get well soon. And then Oscar came in yesterday and said that he's changed his phone number, which
I couldn't get a text out to him.
Is he unreachable or know anything about him?
This is what I wrote to Mac.
Okay.
I said, what's the word? And it says not delivered. I said, "You okay? Not delivered. Is your fam okay? Not delivered." At that point, I'm like, well, I've done my job.
Well, if we can reach out and get him, I'd love to get him on the show sometime this week just to touch base and hear his story, because he's somebody who's got some underlying health issues, and he is immunocompromised. Yeah. And, you know, I know we didn't want to talk about it, but God, you know, between that backup of snow and then
day now. Mike, I'm about to jump on a 6-hour, 5-hour flight.
I know.
With
I got
a mask
a trip
on the entire time. Jesus.
I foolishly, again, scheduled a weekend getaway for January 14th. Thinking all the holiday travel is going to be over. And now I have to get a test because I'm going for a weekend trip. It's 40 minutes by air to get to the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
And and so we've done that once before. We loved it. It was a super quickie. And we are now in a situation where we have to get tested. And there are so many people that are in the way trying to get tested. I'm somebody who's just, I can't go there unless I travel. I filled out the form for me, paid money to get this test, and then I realized that the money they charged me was not for my wife and child as well. It was me with three tests. And that is, maybe I should explain this better.
Yeah.
So we have to get tested. Get a negative test to be able to go into the country, into the Bahamas.
Right.
Right.
It's better there.
And by the way, you could swim to the Bahamas from down here.
Sure.
That's how close it is. And then, so I filled out the form and I put it on there. And then there was no way for me to put Carla and Michael on there. So I just said, but they would let me pay for three tests. But then I locked myself in. So I'm basically showing up. I'm here for my three tests, which doesn't make any sense at all. And then I tried to go to this fly-by-night rip-off testing service. And there is no way. There's a steady, busy signal. And then on their online presence, they say, "We'll get back to you with an email." And nothing has come in. So the game plan now is that we have to get a negative test 3 days before we travel. We have to do that. So January 11th, we are scheduled at 9 a.m., and I'm just going to show up. And I'm probably going to fill out the paperwork for Carla and Michael and say, here it is. Can you help us? Otherwise, you're dead to me. That's the way it's going to go.
Is it a rapid test so you don't have to?
No. It's a two-day PCR. Wait test because a PCR God. Test.
Wow.
Because that's what they require. They require. And, okay. If you want a prediction from me, and I'm going to be a little optimistic here, mm-hmm. I think based on the UK and South Africa and everything I've read about this, that we're going to wake up one morning and this thing's going to dump off a cliff. I really think that maybe hope against
gotta
hope.
It's
gonna with the same thing though. They continue to tell us about children and how contagious this is, and with children,
the children
once again,
is who worried about. Yeah, it, yeah.
Vaccinate, mm-hmm. vaccinate. If you have a school age kid that is eligible for a vaccination, do it, please.
Mike, speaking of children, I've just made contact with Mac McIntosh. You can join us on Zoom after this break if you're open to it.
Okay, we'll do that. Yeah, let's talk to Mac. We'll talk to him. And then let's take a break right now. And when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we will have Mike McIntosh fresh out of the hospital. And find out his odyssey. Nobody likes talking about illnesses more than Mike McIntosh. It should be a lot of fun. We'll talk to him when we come back right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Well, he does. The hypochondriac. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Ina Garten. My favorite podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show, is incredibly funny. But sometimes when I want to listen, my hands are full. Literally. It's not easy to download a podcast with a fistful of roasted eggplant spread covered with a reduced garlic aioli. Or if your 10 little piggies are cradling a standing rib roast with a crispy Gruyere Yorkshire pudding. That's why when I'm in the Barefoot Contessa kitchens, I rely on Alexa. How easy is that? All I have to say is, hey Alexa, play The Mike O'Mara Show, and the most recent episode plays right away. How easy is that? Even Jeffrey can do it, and I actually really hate him. In fact, we really hate each other. It's like being married to a hobbit. How tragic is that? TMOS and Alexa, they go together like little thin slices of salami and caperberry. Now back to my custard.
Thanks, Anna. Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of our program brought to you by Ultimate Ears Fits. With how much we rely on our devices, it's easy to forget about the hardware that we're born with, like our ears.
Right.
Just like fingerprints, no two are exactly alike. That's why your earbuds probably cause you some discomfort or even physical pain after a while. Ultimate Ears Fits True Wireless Custom Fit Earbuds from Ultimate Ears are here to change all that. You get a guaranteed perfect fit in 60 seconds. They stay put and they feel great. Ultimate Ears Fits actually physically mold to your ear for a perfect fit. Just put them in, connect to the app, and watch the purple LEDs transform the earbuds to your own shape. You can play and pause music and answer calls with built-in controls and so much more. If you try Fits and don't love them as much as we do, no worries. Ultimate Ears offers a 30-day money-back guarantee, plus free shipping, free returns, and a one-year warranty. Use promo code TMOS at ue.com/fits to get your pair of UE Fits for just $169 during their holiday sale. That's ue.com/fits, promo code TMOS, and you will love your Ultimate Ears Fits just like we do, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so we are going to try to
stand by,
get Michael McIntosh. We're not right now. If we're rushing, I can,
we're not rushing.
You know.
No. He's on standby. He's ready to go.
Right,
you can patch us for a second.
All right, no problem. We're going to get Mike McIntosh in here because he went into the hospital. He's one of the few friends that I have that were hospitalized because of COVID. I have a bunch of people I know that got it, but nobody's had a real rough go like he has.
Have you been able to find any rapid tests, Mike?
You mean as far as the kind you bring home? And
yes.
We have three left that are here, and we have not looked because we've been kind of keeping to ourselves. Our neighbors down the street, vaccinated and boosted, both got COVID. A couple of people over at Old Cocoonville have gotten it, and they're having a little problem with it over there. And, I have to reiterate that when you're hearing about the spread of Omicron all the time, you just have to remember they're beating this drum and people aren't paying attention. Is it more contagious? Yes, it is. Most definitely. That's been proven already. But it's also been proven that if you are vaccinated, and especially if you are vaccinated and boosted, you are much less likely to get any serious complications.
The severity is reduced. Yeah.
down the road, our friend, my dear friends, Nancy and John down here, they are vaccinated, they were boosted, and they said it's kind of like a really bad cold. That's what they're going through right now. Now, for certain people, that's not the case. Now, what's the deal? Do we have Mac standing by? Or
yeah, I've
what's
sent him
going
the email twice. So he said he's logging on. So
I can go to news easily if you want me to do that.
If you want to pivot to news, then we can have him.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's pivot to the news, and then we'll try to work it out with Mac, and we'll try to get him in here in a very short time.
Sure. Okay.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, and Andy Cohen was a drunken mess. I'm really bummed that I missed this now, watching Miley Cyrus on New Year's Eve, because on the CNN coverage with Anderson Cooper, I guess Andy launched into several mini tirades. Rob played the one about de Blasio, which I thought was hysterical, yesterday. But then he ripped on outgoing New York. He ripped on de Blasio, and then he blasted ABC's news coverage hosted by Ryan Seacrest. I guess ABC was doing it, of course, right nearby. He said, quote, "If you look behind me, you'll see Ryan Seacrest's group of losers performing." Andy, I'm sorry, but if you're watching ABC, you're watching nothing. We were doused with confetti from Fake Journey on ABC.
Now, I'm no Andy Cohen defender, but yeah. I'm with him on Fake Journey. Quit giving Fake Journey. Us Fake Journey.
He said, if it's not Steve Perry, it doesn't count. No, that was not Journey. Steve Perry's Journey. Well, Andy apologized yesterday, not to de Blasio and not to Journey, but to Ryan Seacrest on his radio show. I didn't know he had one. He said, quote, "The only thing that I regret saying, the only thing is that I slammed the ABC broadcast, and I really like Ryan Seacrest. And he's a great guy." It's so funny what's valuable to Andy Cohen.
Yeah,
right?
Andy Seacrest.
And I really regret saying that. I was just stupid and drunk and feeling it. I just kept talking. And I shouldn't have. And I felt bad about that. Right. Andy Cohen.
We've
funny.
All done this. His tweet the next morning on New Year's Day. 7:41 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. January 1st. He says, "Good morning. I was a bit overserved last night. ...
Sounds so incredibly familiar.
I love
it?
When
it
he
really
was
does.
Raving out, and I saw some of the clips. Most of them were like people that taped the TV with their phone, so they're horrible characters.
Yes.
But
mm-hmm.
he's doing that, and Anderson Cooper's going, oh.
This is also what's beautiful, Mike. We got the East Coast feed on CNN, so we get to see the New York ball drop
here
in L.A. And then you get to watch Miley Cyrus. We watched all of CNN's coverage, all of it.
So and you got to see him getting drunker
double,
and drunker
yes.
the whole time.
And my nephew said, because Andy's parents were on at one point. Like, they came on. His mom and dad came on the
He's
show.
Done that before. He's done
and then he
before.
Says, and my nephew, who's 16, says, well, what do you think it's like talking to your son hammered on national television?
That's funny. I like that. I
don't
really
know,
do.
Man. But
and Mike,
sure, it's awful of you.
A lot of people don't know his dad is Myron Cohen.
Says little lady comes up to me and she says, I don't think I've ever done my Myron Cohen
so
for
crazy.
Rob. So she says, what, I should not get into the line then? I knew you'd like that. Mrs. Roni Orstein, she said, that lives there down the corner.
What about Fake Journey, Myron?
Fake Journey. So, I says, why, you got the Steve Perry? Doesn't he perform no more? I did. This is just, I'm doing a show for one person right now.
He's loving it.
So the Steve Perry leaves the band. You see, you just get on the stage and go.
Leaves the band.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. If you know anything about Betty White,
I do.
Then I'm a little obsessed with Myron Cohen too.
Yeah,
I've done like YouTube dives on Myron Cohen. Yeah.
Odd performer.
Tomorrow, bring a tape of the late great Myron
I'll
Cohen.
I'll bring a Myron Cohen LP.
Please do.
Thank you.
If you know anything about Betty White, this was touching. That's why I share this with you again, because I don't like to obsess on these celebrity deaths every day. But her final word will be no surprise to you. It was Alan. That's her husband, Alan Ludden.
Oh.
This comes from Carol Burnett, who heard it from Betty's assistant. It's so sad, all these iconic performers getting so old.
I know.
The circle of life, and you watch this, and people that I grew up watching, and it's sad. Betty's assistant told Carol Burnett that his last words, her last words, were Alan. Then they told their mutual friend, Vicki Lawrence, who we know from the Don and Mike show. Vicki said, quote, "How sweet is that? That is so sweet. God, I hope it's true. For all of us, I really hope it's true." A lovely thought. Yeah, you think, is she seeing Alan Ludden, her husband? Carol, Vicki, and Betty worked together on The Carol Burnett Show and the spinoff Mama's Family. Betty and Alan Ludden were married from 1963 until his death in 1981. And it was a storybook romance, yeah, according to a lot of people in Hollywood. It just continues with Keanu Reeves. And you're dealing with, I don't think this is a PR machine for Keanu. I think this is just the guy,
right,
and what he does. A new report came out that Keanu Reeves donated 70% of his earnings from the first Matrix movie to research for leukemia, the blood cancer. Keanu made around $45 million, so 70% of that is around $31.5 million. His younger sister, Kim, had been battling leukemia for 8 years at the time. She was diagnosed in 91 and went into remission in 2001. Keanu actually created a charity to aid adults and children with cancer. He didn't attach his name to it, though. And by the way, this is the Matrix, the original Matrix. This is how far back that goes. He's not promoting anything.
It's not a PR move if it comes out 25 years later. You know?
Now, Keanu News, more of it. He's going to be in a new true crime limited series for Hulu. It's called The Devil in the White City. A book that I was given by that same Nancy, the lady Nancy down the road,
really?
That got it. Really great book. Fascinating. And if Keanu is not playing the villain, they've done something terrible. Because look for this. I'm excited about this project. The book is amazing. Takes place way, way back in the day in Chicago, and when they were rebuilding the city and the mall and everything in there. It's got Leonardo DiCaprio and Martin Scorsese. It's a lot of good names attached with this, so look for The Devil in the White City with Keanu Reeves, and if he's not playing the villain, who is an evil villain, I'll be very, very surprised, based on the historical nonfiction book of the same name.
There are so many people that do great things behind the scenes not looking for publicity. This is the latest. There is so much that John Cena did for Make-A-Wish Kids that was predicated on it not getting out. Because he doesn't want to be seen as someone who's doing it for the glory.
Yeah, they're successful enough. They have enough money. They just want to give back because they feel they're lucky, which they are. And I think
that's
that fantastic.
And to know that the timeline means that there's a way that Robert benefited from that. So thank you. That's amazing.
Very, very cool. Are you ready to talk buttocks?
Buttocks?
Would you like to talk buttocks?
Ready.
They shoot you, Forrest?
In the buttocks. I was hit in the buttocks. Women with curves are flaunting their behinds, and those without much back there are getting implants. You've seen that.
Yeah.
Big butts
BBL.
Are big.
Yeah.
We, you know, Kim Kardashian, we celebrate all of this. Well, it turns out that big butts don't just look good. They may actually be good for you.
Really?
I'm just the messenger. All right.
Yeah, so
I don't back this science
a long
up.
Time ago.
A study which analyzed data from 16,000 women conducted by the University of Oxford found that women with larger than average butts aren't only more intelligent, but also extremely resistant to chronic illnesses. The study's findings indicated that women with larger posteriors tend to have lower levels of cholesterol and glucose and higher levels of omega-3 fats, which have been shown to catalyze brain development. I guess that means to make it better. Having
My
a big butt.
God, Becky, look at her butt. It is so big.
Thank you.
Having
like a big
one of those rap guys, girlfriend.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
About that.
Having a big butt also favors leptin levels in the female body, which
How's
is
your
a hormone.
Leptin?
It's a hormone responsible for regulating weight, and the dinopectina, a hormone with anti-inflammatory, heart healthy, and anti-diabetic benefits. So. Ladies with big butts, unite. You're healthy and
Every
smart.
Every time I see one, I say, hey, nice leptin.
How's your leptin?
Yeah.
Myron Cohen comes up, says, Mrs. Lepton, a beautiful lady, beautiful Jewish lady, has lived in the neighborhood for 25 years. She says, but I should know to get the bread out of the bakery.
Oscar, one of the weirdest parallels in showbiz is that Myron Cohen did the Ed Sullivan Show the night the Beatles did. So if you have to imagine two more different acts on television, think of that. That's one of the weirdest things ever.
Mrs. Rosenberg comes up to the store. All right, I have to. All right, hold on.
Oh, you know, are you going to pull up some Cohen?
I'm going to pull up some Myron Cohen. I'm going to do that, right? Some Cohen right now.
He was known as a borscht belt or a mountain comic, Oscar. He was basically a storyteller.
Mike's impression almost, he sounds like a recent actor, like the in movies.
Well, he also, it's a weird thing, and Mike and I have talked about it, I believe, off mic, is that even though he had sort of a Yiddish presentation, his accent was almost British. He had a weird clipped way of
hello
speaking.
There. Nice to see you, Myron Cohen.
Very,
you
very know, precise and very, very...
We can't do this and keep talking about him without at least giving you one little clip of Myron Cohen. All right?
Here we go. What other films was he famous for?
He was a stand-up comic.
Okay. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I was telling Ed a story earlier, and he felt you might enjoy it, about the gentleman who finds himself in a compromising position with a married lady. And suddenly there's a key in the door. She says, my goodness, my husband. He says, "Ooh, where's the back door? She says, we don't have any. He says, where would you like one? And that prompts the story of a young man who's entertaining a little lady in her one-room suite.
Great segues.
When suddenly there's a knock at the door. She says, my goodness, my husband. He says, you never told me you were married. She says, this is no time to argue. Get out of here. He says, where can I hide? She says, I don't care. Jump out the window. Believe it or not, there he is hanging out the window by his fingers. Don't laugh. Could have been me. Now he's telling a friend of this experience. He says, in came the husband, took out a pocket knife, jabbed it under my fingernails, hurt like the devil. Well, he says, that must have made you madder. That didn't make me mad. Then he took a jar of molasses and dumped it over my head. Well, he says, surely that, you know, that didn't make me mad. Then ripped open a pillow and dumped the feathers all over. You can imagine what I look like, hanging like a duck. Well, he says, of course, they said, no, that didn't make me mad. But when I looked down, saw I was only 3 feet from the ground, that made me mad.
Myron Cohen, ladies and gentlemen. There we go. Myron Cohen. Thank you. Thank you all very much. That wasn't like the best stuff, but maybe none of it's
well,
the best
Mike,
stuff.
Mike, none
Rob,
of it is
really
the best
can't,
stuff.
Yeah, can't wait for the good stuff.
We are less than 100 hours into 2022, and we already have an exciting new illness to freak out about. Have you heard about this? This is called Flurona, and it's a combination of COVID-19 and influenza. The world's first case of Flurona was confirmed last week in Israel. A young pregnant woman simultaneously contracted both COVID and the flu. For what it's worth, she wasn't vaccinated for either. Luckily, she had a mild case for both, and she's expected to make a full recovery. She also gave birth while sick, and it sounds like the baby's okay. There have been other reports of people with dual infections, but this is the first to be verified with the World Health Organization. To be clear, Flurona is not a new disease. My Flurona. Hey man, let's go into the studio after the show and we'll do one of those Bob Rivers songs, right? My Flurona.
Bob Rivers. Twisted Christmas, man.
It's not a new disease, it's just flu and COVID together. So Flurona. My Flurona. A good show today. Yeah. It took us one day to really get back on track. And now a little something for you.
Yes, Myron.
Here's your first fight at the drive-thru of the year. As always, it was over something ridiculous and trivial. So there's a 20-year employee at the drive-thru, long-time employee at Long John Silver's, Southern Indiana. A woman in her 30s or 40s pulls up, tries to order a single hush puppy. If you're not familiar, hush puppies are deep-fried balls of cornmeal. Long John Silver's sells them, but not individually. The smallest order you can get is two of them for $1.95. And for some reason, the woman goes out of her mind. She thought that was outrageous. She demanded they sell her just one and yelled a racial slur. Then another woman in her car started calling the restaurant over and over, asking, "Can I speak to manager, please?" When that didn't work, the passenger got out, walked inside the restaurant, trashed the place, attacked the drive-thru worker, kicked her in the stomach, and she was with child. Oh. It's a horrible scene. Luckily, it sounds like the lady's okay. It's not clear if the woman who kicked her knew she was pregnant or not. Cops are still trying to track her down. How are they going to track her down? Well, they're going to follow the crumbs, of course.
Then I was mad.
That was just... God, he ruined the segment. He ruined it. Myron Cohen ruined the segment.
Crumbs?
The crumb. You follow the hush puppy crumbs, of course. That's how you...
That's how you do it.
Hey, did we find... All right, what's the deal? Is Mike McIntosh going to F the show?
By. He's standing by.
Okay. Very exciting. We'll be right back, everybody.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
Probably have a couple beers.
TMOS.
2, 3, 4.
A full-bodied podcast.
Sometimes wine.
With earthy tones of pop culture and a bouquet of comedy, wit, and sarcasm.
Do you drink every night, Pony?
Yeah. I'll have a martini about 5 o'clock.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
Sometimes 4 to 6 beers.
A drinking show.
4 or 5 drinks.
With a radio problem.
How am I alive?
Watch the live feed weekdays at MikeO'MaraShow.com or download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our good friends Cornerstone First Financial. The Department of Labor has really, really been reporting that inflation is accelerating at its fastest pace since 1982. That signals a possible rate hike by the Fed. What does this mean to you? Well, with the new year upon us and rates still at historic lows, you can use the equity in your home to pay off credit cards or take cash out for any reason. All before this imminent rate hike, you need to call my good friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. Do it today. Cornerstone First is a direct lender. They've got their own money, so they'll guarantee to meet or beat any competitor. Even if you're working with another company, use Cornerstone as a sounding board to make sure that you're getting the best deal for you and your family. Whether it's a purchase or a refinance, the team at Cornerstone First is ready to help just in time to start the new year right. Call the only mortgage company that I use, Rob uses, Oscar uses, Cornerstone First Financial, serving the listeners of the Mike O'Mara podcast for over 6 years now. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. And Happy New Year from all the good people at Cornerstone First Financial. Okay, very excited to have old Mac on, and very happy that he pulled through with the COVID that was a bit of a problem. There's his little ringy-dingy-dingy. And Mac, are you there? There you are.
I'm here.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hi, buddy.
Hello.
Boy.
Hi there, Mike.
How's it going? So I'm surfing Facebook, and I see a post from you right around the new year that says you got out of the hospital. I didn't see anything before that. So was it sudden? Tell us your story. Yeah, how are you? First of all, how are you feeling now? Are you okay now?
Definitely better than I was. Still have a few symptoms here and there that are lingering. I'll go over those in a second, though.
Did you keep your sense of taste long enough to finish your fruitcake?
No, I had the fruitcake before COVID.
Good. Glad to know this. Thank you.
All right. So you are, first of all, you have a thing called Addison's disease, which is a disease that compromises you with you're immunocompromised. Are you or not? I don't know anything about it.
Technically, no. I have autoimmune disease, but I don't take anything that suppresses my immune system. Addison's disease basically means I need to take more of a certain medicine if I get sick. If I don't, that can cause major problems, which does contribute a factor here. But in and of itself, Addison's disease is not an immunodeficient disease.
Were you vaccinated?
I had 2 vaxes. I was not boosted.
Okay. All right. Stop it with dirt.
What? Why weren't you?
Why didn't you get your booster?
Procrastination.
Your Yeah. Oh, God damn it, you dirtbag.
Ah!
All right. So, Mac, all right, tell us your story.
So, Christmas Eve, I'm working. Go to the parents, have some Christmas Eve shrimp like we normally do. It's a thing. It's a tradition. Don't know why. So, have a little tickle in my throat, but I don't think too much of it. Go home, get up the next day for Christmas at 5 a.m., coughing and vomiting with a fever of 102.
Coughing and vomiting. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was basically coughing sprees that was coughing so much I was vomiting.
Did you blame your mom for not refrigerating the shrimp?
Also,
a little bit.
What a treat, Mac. Your parents finally get you out of the house, help you buy your own place,
right,
and you somehow come back and infect them.
Yeah.
Did they get it too?
They did not.
Oh, okay. That's good news.
Thank goodness.
So you're coughing and all right. So you're coughing and so much that you're vomiting. When then take us from there.
So Christmas Day, it was basically like that all day. Coughing, sore throat, fever, vomiting. Just go through that all day.
And ladies, he's single.
Go into the next day. My memory is very hazy because over the next like 3 days, I maybe got like two or 4 hours of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So it the first few days kind of blend together of which day was which. It was all the same of
COVID
coughing,
amnesia,
vomiting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
yeah. Go ahead.
What about that dead hooker on your floor? How'd you get there?
Behave yourself. When did you finally go to the hospital?
So I got it on Christmas. I went to the hospital on Tuesday. I scheduled an appointment with my physician, like a virtual appointment. Talked to them for a little bit. They recommended I go to the hospital. So I did call an ambulance, went to the hospital. They basically took a look at me and sat me in the waiting room for about 7 hours.
Mm.
So they evaluate you. They determine your situation is not life threatening, and you're like so many people that they warehouse you out there, right?
Yeah, they had me sitting there for a very long time. I don't know the exact amount. It was definitely a minimum 4 hours. Could have been up to seven.
Be in the waiting room.
Just sitting in the waiting room.
In
no
a
bed,
chair.
Nothing. In a chair. A really uncomfortable chair. And I'm
not a gaming
coughing,
chair.
Yeah, should have brought a gaming right chair. Yeah.
And then now new symptom pops up.
Oh no.
Diarrhea.
Mm. Oh, while you're in the waiting room? Oh my God.
In the actual waiting room. Mm. I saw myself.
You pooped your pants?
Yeah.
Oh my
Rob,
God.
Why are you clapping? This is so sad.
Because he's brave enough. You know what? He's brave enough to share. And if this helps one person.
It's horrible. Story. So you have an accident. You have an accident.
Yeah. Yep. Go into the bathroom, clean up, toss my underwear. So I'm basically just commando in pajamas. I talked to the receptionist.
Who is horny?
Did you call attention to your situation to perhaps expedite your service?
Whoopsie.
Got a problem over here.
I went to reception. Well, not then. I went to the reception. I was like, how much longer do you think it's going to be? And then she said, probably hours. Like, screw it. I left. I called.
So you leave
mom.
The
she
ER.
Took me home. I leave the ER, go home. And so this is probably around 7 at night. I'm at my mom stays with me a little bit. My mom and dad have N95 masks, so they are okay.
They're working on you with N95 masks.
Yeah,
they're more hopefully just keeping me company from a distance.
Yeah,
just because I was
as they have miserable for 20 years.
Yes, and I just keep. Eventually, it's to the point where I can't take any of my medicines, especially the most critical one, the Addison's disease.
Oh no,
medication. So, because IV fluids I get I'm throwing up.
Oh, you can't keep anything
and
down.
So
yeah.
Eventually at about midnight.
So this isn't the cough throwing up. This is actually now you're sick to your stomach because you've got an intestinal thing going on too.
Yeah. Well, both. I'm coughing uncontrolled nonstop.
Okay.
And vomiting.
Do you go back to the hospital?
I go back to a different hospital. I don't really want to name names of the first one.
Yeah, don't name names.
But the second one was much better, Fairfax Hospital. Yeah.
Oh,
I go
best.
There.
Inova.
Yep. And they are in a very similar boat. For some reason, I think I hallucinated that they said that I would be able to get in immediately. And I couldn't. But at least for them, I came there. I'm telling them, I'm miserable. Still coughing. Bobby,
so you're at Fairfax Inova Hospital at this point. Let's take a break. We will come sure. back and we will wrap this up with Mac and find out about the COVID diarrhea that yeah. That is sweeping the country.
Also,
it's not funny. It's actually
where's your brother, the tennis pro, in all this? Let's find that out.
We'll do lots of questions unanswered.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show right here.
Boy, Rick Schofield, let's kick it. O'Mara.
Hi.
All right, stop. Tune it in and listen. Mike is back with the podcast invention. Download TMOS on the daily. Become a P1 just like Sherry Daily. Mike, Oscar, Rob, and Pony. That's the crew of my podcast, homie.
I got a fever, and the only prescription
is an annual bonus subscription. Go to MikeOmeraShow.com. Like the views of a comedy laugh bomb. iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Yep. Spotify, make your smartphone richer. Love it or leave it, you better hit play. You'll eat it all
white
up.
Guys.
Yo,
the whole tray?
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while Pony revolves. Mike, baby.
Yeah. Hi, everybody.
Say yeah.
Hey, we want to very excited to welcome Harry's back for 2022.
Nice.
This portion of the program brought to you by Harry's. It's that time of year again, time for fresh starts and resolutions, and Harry's can help. Harry's is an award-winning razor brand that makes a full range of grooming essentials that are all great, and they were founded on the belief that you shouldn't have to choose between an incredible shave and a fair price. So, if you want to start the new year with some fresh savings, new customers can redeem a Harry's trial set for just $3. And if you haven't done it, go to harrys.com/TMOS. Harry's is the best. We all use them. They deliver a close, comfortable shave at a fair price, still as low as $2 per blade. Love this company. So glad they've rejoined us in 2022. They stay sharp forever. I kid you not. I don't know when to replace them because they just stay sharp. I kind of do it when I don't have to because they're so incredibly sharp.
True, sharp.
Harry's is giving their best offer to our listeners. New Harry's customers can redeem a starter set. You get a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel with aloe, and a travel cover to protect your blades when you're on the go. That's a $13 value for just $3. There has never been a better time to try Harry's. Go to harrys.com/TMOS to try Harry's today. And I use their shave gel. I use their razors. I use their body wash. I love Harry's and you will too. Back to Mr. McIntosh to discuss his incident with COVID. A horrible time, Mac. Seriously. So, kidding aside, that you went through and you finally get treated and you get seen. So what was the process when you went into the hospital? And by the way, he was vaccinated but not boosted. That's an update for everybody. When you finally get in, what'd they do to you?
So they finally, I went in there telling them, I need this and this. I need this medication for the Addison's disease. I have a medical bracelet. Here, take a look. This is what I need. I've not been able to take my medicine. And also, I just need fluids.
You sound rough still. I have to say, you sound rough too. You sound
my voice is not great still. Yeah.
Okay.
Coughing's still continuing. But I get in there and they actually, I think they said it was a med tech came in and actually got me that medicine I needed and an IV bag. And I asked, I need a bed. They searched high and low and found me a bed, set me up in the middle of the hallway because they still had no room. I still needed a room because for doctors and everything like that. So I didn't really have a doctor yet, but at least they set me up. They got me a bed, not just the waiting room. They got me with fluids and they got me with the medicine I needed, which helped a little bit, not too much, but it was something. And so it was a lot better than sitting in the waiting room. And I basically sat there for about 3 hours with my dad, who was holding my hand the whole time. Just there.
Were you freaking out a little bit, thinking this could be really bad, like ventilator bad? Or did you think that as sick as you were, that you were going to be all right?
I never thought I was going to be ventilator because, thank God, I had every symptom but shortness of breath. My breathing was okay.
But this is the sickest you've ever been. I think anybody's in this position before where you're like, man, I hope my mom doesn't find that hard drive.
Shut up, Oscar.
You got to encrypt it.
So you're finally seen by a doctor. Did the fluids make you feel better when they gave you they gave you like a saline drip or something like that?
Yeah, they just gave me like an IV bag.
But you asked for Mountain Dew.
In a drip?
Yes.
All right. We have to stop. No, this is being so cruel to everybody. Yeah.
No.
Did they give you that hat at the hospital?
That's a prescription hat, Mike.
It is.
We love you, buddy. We do.
So
I'm so
much.
Glad
it's
you're
great
well.
To see you.
I am really Thank glad you. You're doing. So they give you the IV. You're finally seen by a doctor. What was your total stay in the hospital?
4 nights. Well, I mean, there's a little more. Let me go through this. So I finally see a doctor.
Well,
I've
got a 90-minute show, Mac. That's why I'm trying to just shake it up a little bit.
Give us the highlights.
We care. Yeah. The highlights,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, so basically, I finally get a room in the ER.
You rival 90-year-old men down here that tell stories about their health. You truly do. You could talk about it for hours. I know you could. But go ahead. I'll not interrupt you again.
I'll get to my two main points, two main events that happened. First, when I get into the room, I start hallucinating.
No.
Like full-on hallucinating that there is a ghost in the hospital who's trying to suffocate me. Mm.
That was no hallucination.
And I'm trying to explain this to my doctors who are trying to help me. He's like, wait, you need to deal with this guy up on the ceiling who's trying to hurt me.
All right, so, hold on. All right, I can only
some interference.
Only one of us. You're really hallucinating. That's horrible.
That's crazy.
Full on hallucinating. Every time I close my eyes, I'm being transported somewhere else.
Was it the ghost of Christmas past, present, and future?
Yes, all at once, together.
So, when did the hallucination stop?
Once I got admitted to an actual room and got a full night's sleep. Because I think this was about day 4.
Lack of sleep will do it. The brain begins to produce the same compounds of LSD when deprived of sleep.
I was dreaming. Yeah, it was basically I was dreaming while awake, which was just so weird. But also the worst experience was because I had diarrhea and I'm in this room and I have all these tubes tied to me. I need to go. Mm-hmm. I press the button saying, I need to go. And they're like, okay, someone will be there shortly. 10 minutes pass. No, this is my dad already left because I got the confirmation that I did have COVID. So he left.
What is your state of attire right now? Are you just in a gown commando? Are you wearing underwear?
I've already sewn myself a couple more times. So I'm in some scrubs.
Okay.
And so... I'm
for healthcare workers.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Those saints.
Yeah. I think they're the most evil person in the world at that moment. I get completely why now, but I was not in a good state of mind. I'm like screaming through help through the door. The door's closed because I have COVID.
I keep calling.
They say someone's coming. And then eventually I'm pulling on some of the things because the IV bag is attached to the bed, it's not removable.
We've been in the hospital before.
I mean, some of them they're on their own standalone little
Okay, you got track, you can roll around.
I'm like kicking the door asking for help.
Yeah, you were just like this as an intern, you know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's horrible. That's really horrible that you're going through that. I know they're busy, but you know, So that boy must have been horrible for everybody in that situation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did they sedate you at all or do any of that?
No, right after, I don't remember immediately what happened after that, but shortly they moved me to because they've been trying to find me a room to admit me to, but there was no room to admit me to.
So you're in the hallway having all these distressful situations.
I'm eventually in a room in the ER.
Okay.
This is all in a room in the ER because they couldn't have me in the hallway since I did test positive for COVID eventually after like three negative tests. But
people get vaccinated and boosted.
Please.
Get vaccinated and boosted, please. They sent me to
another like temporary room. And then they finally found a full room for me to stay the next few nights. And then that's where I could get a full night's sleep, get all the medicine I needed. They pumped so many antibiotics in me and everything like that. I can't even say what medicines they give you. It was just so many. But eventually, like two or three nights later on New Year's Eve, I got out and got home. And
how are you feeling now?
It's pretty good. Still coughing, sore throat, diarrhea.
You still have the diarrhea. That's not good. Mm.
But Mike, it's making him not want to cough, though.
Are you? Are you going to get Rob? Sometimes,
Mike, I sent you a text if you don't mind. Just it's probably all important. Right. You should read it.
We got a text in from an Oscar Santana here. Oscar Santana writes, "When you're sliding into first, you hear something burst. Mac Macintosh.
Yeah. Poetry.
It was Foamy, did you so you're doing okay now, though, a little better. And it's just horrible. Do you think it would have been different if you had gotten boosted?
Yes. I think it would have been better.
There you go.
Better. I think it still would have been bad because of the Addisons, but it definitely would have been better. And I should have gotten it.
Do you have any idea where you were exposed or what might have caused it?
No, not even the slightest.
Because you've been cautious.
Well, he works in retail.
I wear masks at work. Public. I mean, I work with general public, so it could have been anyone that GP. I was working with.
And we have to say, we appreciate you have always been such a wonderful sport, and it's always been so much fun talking to you. We do love you. I don't think that thank God this was not a scenario would have been worse. We would have been busted up if that happened. And you know, it's just it's the same warning that we give for everybody. And we're at the end of your stay. Did you have any nurses or doctors that you remembered because they were giving you the care, or was it all ER that you were dealing with?
No, there were a lot of nurses and techs. Everything from the hospital is a blur now. So right. I can't really think of anything specific other than it was actually kind of cool to see when I first got admitted into an actual like room, not the ER, the first nurse I talked to has the exact same disease I have. And we were kind of like reminiscing about it, which is, it's a very rare disease. Like 1 in 100,000 people have it. So it was actually kind of cool. I've never met another person who's at it. So,
That had to be helpful then to have a nurse understood your plight with that. And nobody else in your family right now. You're the only one. Are you quarantining or are you done with your quarantine now?
I've not left the house since the hospital. I've been here the whole time.
So no change.
No.
From his normal routine.
No change.
One last request. This is from Pony Boy at the control room in Washington, D.C.
Oh, let me see.
He said, is it possible for you to say, like my body?
Sure. I do want to say one other thing, one quick thing after that. First thing, like my body.
Well, we're glad you're okay. Yes. And did you get my Happy New Year message before, while you're complaining?
Yes,
did you get my? Okay, I just wanted to make sure that you got that. All right. Yes.
Yeah. One other thing. Last thing, because you guys mentioned my brother during all of this.
Yes.
I'm going to be an uncle.
Hey!
Oh, congratulations. Oh,
tell your brother, you know, Mazel Tov. That's wonderful.
Yes, absolutely.
That's fantastic.
Due in a few months. So, yeah, look forward to that.
Oh, wow. That's good. Well, you know, get back to us. And then when you're, you know, when you're recovered,
love
fully
you
keep, keep everybody posted. We'd love to have you come and visit. And we were thinking about you, and I'm glad. Oh, man. When you think, we joke and we have fun. But, boy, oh, boy, it's tough. Mac, take care of yourself. Go back to gaming and doing whatever you got. I'm gaming, too. I'm doing flight simulating in Oculus. Yeah, it's very exciting.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wanted to reminisce about that with you. I'll talk about that with you later.
Or commiserate instead of reminisce.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mac. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Mac.
And
thank you.
That's
Bye.
Mike McIntosh, everybody. That's great. I'm glad to hear from him. I'm glad I feel closure with that because I was worried about
Mike,
the guy.
You can put we'll on your Oculus goggles and throw up just like Mac.
Yes, sir. Right. You know, and maybe he ought to move out of that condo and into a brownstone. We'll take a break. And we will come back with more on the Michael Burr Show. Hey, humans, it's me, Winslow, Mike's Boston Terrier. Do you know I'm smart? In fact, I'm wicked smart. I even watch TV. I like movies like The Departed. My theory on feds is that they're like mushrooms. Feed them and keep them in the dark. Woof. Sometimes I eat too. That's relatable. Goodwill Hunting is another one that I like. Do you like apples? Well, I got a number. How do you like them apples? That's funny. Ted is funny, too. You, Thunder, you can suck my... You can't get me, Thunder, because you're just God's fat. That scene made me howl. Literally. But the bonus show is even funnier. Buy the TMOS bonus show at MichaelMarishow.com. If you buy a lot of them, I get a greenie and a Blu-ray player. See ya. Gotta visit the fire hydrant. Johnny on the spot. Thanks, Wins. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, Wins. Brought to you by Solo Stove. It's a perfect time to upgrade your backyard with Solo Stove, with a fire pit. It's great because it's the perfect catalyst for getting outside and spending more time with family and friends. A smokeless fire pit from Solo Stove makes your outdoor moments even more memorable. Instead of having to constantly dodge campfire fumes, you can sit back, relax, and actually enjoy the fire. And right now, you can get a great deal on a Solo Stove fire pit. They are brilliantly engineered, made with premium grade 304 stainless steel and a 360-degree airflow system that maximizes efficiency while minimizing smoke. It's so easy to light with just a few bits of starter. Your fire is blazing in minutes. It's perfectly portable. Take Solo Stove with you on camping trips and more. Shop now and get up to 30% off fire pits all month long. And use promo code TMOS at checkout to get an extra $10 off, plus a lifetime warranty and free 30-day returns. Just go to solostove.com. And remember, you get $10 off when you use that promo code TMOS. Soundtown!
Did you hear that?
Listen, what's that sound?
The big sound in the Big Ten.
The sound. Sound.
There's a new sound.
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 Sound. What a sound.
Sound. The sound.
That's the sound.
Sound. Sound Town.
Now, when Mel Blanc could no longer do voices for Warner Brothers cartoons, his son Noel did voices for a while. Would you ever want your son to replace you in the radio business, Mike?
I wouldn't care if he was happy and he was good at it. I mean, Jack Diamond's kid is doing radio with him, and he's proud of him, and you know, in the family business, that's cool. This is not so soul crushing a business that I would, you know, make my son go in the other direction. But I'd love him to be a professional instead, a doctor, lawyer, that type of thing.
I think this is pretty cool. LeBron James is 37 now, and he has a son who's 17, and they said, "What would you want for your son?" He said he would want LeBron Jr. to be in the NBA and play at the same time as dad.
I want him to get to the NBA. I'm not even gonna lie. I want to be on the same. I want to be on the court with him. I think that would be an unbelievable moment. He's about to be a junior, so the years, I mean, it can get close, but we should see.
So it's very close. You know, he could very much,
you know,
play at the same time.
When you're LeBron and you've got the championship rings and you've got the money, all the money in the world, and you're that, what a perfectly natural thing for a, you know, if he's got the talent, what a perfectly natural thing for a father to want with his son, to play the sport that made him what he is with his son on the same court. It would be a dream scenario. It would be wonderful.
What about you and little Michael? Mike and Mike.
Mike and Mike, the Mike and Mike show. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, one of you two would have to go. You know, that's just the way it would have to.
I'd nominate Oscar.
We'd make room.
You nominate Oscar. We bring him in. No, I think that my kid has a different kind of brain. And he's got a great sense of humor.
He does.
Amazingly observant. And It's just today I drive him to school. I actually take him now, not to the bus, but I drive him about a 45-minute thing where we wait in line and wait for the gates to open at school. And it's one of the best parts of my day. I don't mind the, you know, the early hour. We leave the house at about 7:05. And, you know, we sit in that line until they open the gate and we chat. And he still amazes me. I don't know. DJ work? Not quite sure. Not quite sure, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, we just spoke to Mike.
You want him to own the radio station?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
To own or to represent the
or a media company.
Yes, represent the majority of the players. You know, that's what I want.
Oh yeah,
Mike. We just spoke to Mike McIntosh. So I want to talk about the Browns. Last night they played on Monday Night Football, and this is a penalty you don't see very often. I believe his name is Jadeveon Clowney. He plays for the Browns.
Jadeveon Clowney. Yes,
yeah,
correct.
Yeah, and, Clowney, big defensive player.
A shoe fell off a player on the field, which is no big deal. This happens, but he threw the shoe.
Try to get the quick screen out to Claypool. They get it to him, and a flag flies in.
Somebody threw a shoe. One of the Browns defenders had a shoe.
Might not be a flag.
That's a yellow shoe.
From up here, it looks like a yellow flag.
It sure did.
We're far away. I've seen guys lose shoes before, but not
after
like that.
The play was over. Unsportsmanlike conduct. Defense, number 90. 15-yard penalty. Automatic first down. This is number 90's first disqualification potential for UNS.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
So he did throw a shoe and he did get
that. And that play-by-play duo.
Great, right?
Really terrifically done.
Yeah.
God, as we reminisce about the great John Madden, you know, not sure. Yeah, back to the play.
We have five reporters down there.
Right, exactly.
It's hard to not like Ryan Reynolds. It really is. He just seems like a neat guy, nice guy.
I can be brown. I can be blue. I can be violet sky.
I could not like him for that.
I can be anything you like.
But he owns that cell phone company, Mint Mobile. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't know this, but every year on New Year's Day, stuff goes into public domain. Stuff that's, I think it's 100 years old. It's no longer covered by copyright. And that for many years didn't make a big deal because stuff from 100 years ago didn't matter. But now stuff that is part of the public conscience is becoming public domain. Like Winnie the Pooh is now public domain. So Mint Mobile did a spot yesterday. He voices it. It's called Winnie the Screwed.
Winnie the Screwed. In which we are introduced to Winnie the Screwed and his big wireless bill.
And you should know that this is accompanied by pictures that look like the A.A. Milne book.
Yeah,
it's beautifully done.
And the stories begin. Here is Edward Bear reviewing his latest bill from Big Wireless. Bump, bump, bump. He slams the front of his head as hard as he can against the table as he realizes how much he's being charged. It is, as far as he knows, the only way to have a cell phone because he hasn't yet switched to Mint Mobile. Anyhow, here he is, getting worked over like so many people, and ready to be introduced to you, Winnie the Screwed. Like anyone with a big wireless plan, Winnie the Screwed just wants to keep some of his sweet, sweet money, but his money jar gets emptier and emptier with every monthly bill. So, okay. I told Christopher Robin that anyone can get 3 free months of Mint Mobile now until Friday at midnight. The end. Unless my interpretation of copyright law is wrong.
Yeah, he's into everything, that guy. He's a mogul.
He is
a mogul.
And he was part of the Betty White tributes because he made a movie with her. He has the gin. He's connected.
Well, he did one of the funniest bits on Funny or Die with Betty White that I've ever seen. That's the, you know, that it was. Look, everybody used to use the irreverent Betty White as a comedy bit. It was kind of a cliche with her, but Ryan Reynolds did it better than anybody. Absolutely brilliant. If you want to check it out, it's just Google Funny or Die Betty White. Ryan Reynolds, absolutely hysterical.
And don't forget, really Mike, good. He's dreamy.
Oh, he's a dreamy guy.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic, Rob. You love him, that's for sure.
I do.
You gave him a free commercial. We'd all do him. Look at that. Yeah. That's fantastic.
And you know what? Andy's Canadian. I don't know what's wrong with me.
I don't know. You love the guy. It's great.
And you know, this is even more ironic after speaking to Mac. It seems like they're backing off on the rules on quarantining, according to Seth Meyers.
The CDC announced recently that it has shortened the recommended time that people quarantine after testing positive for the coronavirus from 10 days to 5 days. They added that today is basically over, so it's really 4 days. Plus, Sundays don't count, so 3 days. You know what? Just take the weekend.
Take the weekend, baby. That's all I got. That's Soundtown. Right.
Now leaving Soundtown. Please come again.
We got to get out of here. Thank you so much to Mike McIntosh. Glad he's okay, but he sounded like that. That's for sure. We will be back tomorrow with another brand new episode. What's your deal tomorrow? What are you going to be doing? Are you going to be in the air or are you going to be here?
Oh, I'll be in D.C., baby.
You'll be here. Oh, yeah, you're going to be in D.C. tomorrow? I hope so. Good luck coming back to an S-storm over here.
Heading straight to LAX right now.
Yeah, he's flying into Fredericksburg Airport and then a 15-hour ride right up to D.C.
Thanks for making it work in L.A., Oscar. I appreciate that. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody. Diarrhea.
Hallucination.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Yeah!